Symphoria operations staff Melissa Bassett tries her hand on a set of tubular bells. Symphoria managing director Catherine Underhill says the instruments will be weatherproof and ADA accessible.
They're all melodic, they're all tuned so that they're harmonious one with another, and they'll all be in ensemble formations so you can just walk up and make some music.
Underhill says the installations in Columbus Circle, Lemp Art Park, and tentatively Everson Plaza are intended to be a community connector that gets people engaged in the instruments and music played by Symphoria.
It happens inside the concert hall, and this gives us a way to bring that experience out into the streets of downtown. It's also, I think, an invitation for people to come downtown, check out what's going on. There's a lot of activity and energy and people and projects happening downtown. It's a very exciting time.
Now that we've built this physical streetscape, right, we have a foundation or a stage to activate.
That's Quentin Fletchall, project coordinator with the Connective Corridor, which is a partner in the endeavor.
And so with these public art pieces or these musical instruments, it's a way of hopefully getting people who are either currently on the street walking by, or you know, maybe inviting more people to come downtown and to check out these things.
Fletchall says the cluster of instruments in Columbus Circle will be accompanied by a piece of public art called Story Time. It's a 10-foot clock that tells time through a narrative of important or not so important moments in time.
Everything from the important historical moments of the tip-off of the 1955 NBA championship game where the Syracuse Nationals won, you know, that I believe was at 3:30 p.m. to just the everyday, maybe you're walking by and it says something along the lines of, man, it's already time for my second cup of coffee, right? So time is both literal and figurative.
The instruments are expected to be installed later this month. The clock, well, it's running a little behind. It's on track for later this fall. Scott Willis, WAER News.